The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today we have a beautiful account of Saint Peter, in a sense, cancelling out his faults of the past. On Good Friday, we heard Peter denying he was one of Jesus' followers three times before the cock crew. Today we have that cancelled out, as Jesus has Peter with him and on three occasions asks him, "Do you love me?" To which, of course, Peter says, "Yes." Peter is a very important character throughout the scriptures, and in each of the four gospels depicted in a slightly different light, but yet an important light. In Mark's gospel, for example, Jesus said, "Peter, you are the rock on which I will build my church." Today's depiction from St. John's gospel is a more pastoral role. Feed my sheep. The role of St. Peter being that of nourishing, of keeping the flock together. Jesus also acknowledging the journey that Peter has been on, that when he was young, he decided where he would go himself as he got into those boats and threw out the nets. But when he grows old, that he would be led to a place he would rather not go. We know that Peter would die for the faith. It's fitting then that today, as we acknowledge Peter and his pastoral role, that we also have the new feast of Saint Pope Paul VI. Paul VI is known in a sense also for his predecessor, who was Pope John XXIII, who called the Second Vatican Council. But sadly, John XXIII died before the council really got going, and it was Pope Paul VI who would bring the council together and make real the teachings and bring the teachings into action. In the hallway in my home in County Laois, there's the papal blessing of my parents' wedding, and Paul VI had just become Pope at the time of that wedding in 1963. Today we acknowledge our own responsibilities in being feeders of the flock. We are thankful for the guidance of Pope Francis and Archbishop Gomez in this time when there is a tendency for the flock to be scattered because we can't all gather together as we have always done. But there is a beautiful sense of gathering with our live stream, wherever you are, in your sitting room, in your kitchen, in your workplace, in the car, wherever you join us today. You are part of our community of faith. Hopefully, you continue to be nourished by God's word. And hopefully, in time when we have our churches open and we're in a position to be able to have everyone gathered, you will be nourished too by the bread of life. In the intervening time, we ask the Lord to continue to guide and nourish us as we near Pentecost, and the gift of the Spirit will be given to us afresh.